the way, there is no draft. You know, the hysteria that is fueled by the ignorance that we call social media, the internet, is pretty breathtaking, really. The U.S. Army not drafting young Americans, they certainly wouldn't do so by text message, but some bogus and fraudulent messages were being sent out, and the U.S. Army Recruiting Command wants to let everybody know we're not reimposing the draft today. Selective service, of course, is in place for military-age men. It's how they keep track of military-age men in America, is with the selective service. And, of course, you know, you've heard the ads. When you're 18, you've got to, if you're a man, you have to register for selective service. That's the term I'm looking for. But no draft today. It was all part of this World War III is coming. We're all going to die. No, it's not coming. We are all going to die. It's just not going to be today. Coming up later today, by the way, Nancy Pelosi and the House are going to introduce a resolution trying to limit the President's War Powers Act. The resolution, the law written by Joe Biden himself, giving the president the exact kind of power that was exercised a couple of days ago to kill General Soleimani. Again, a terrorist. Don't lose sight of what he is and what he did and what he was about and what he was planning to do. Why was he going to kill more people? Because that's what terrorists do. Pretty simple. That's what they do. All right. So here's another part of the story that I've been watching. And that is the loss of Flight 752. Flight 752 is coming out of Tehran at 6:12 a.m. local time. It's a three-year-old Boeing 737-8. A 737-800. The official word of and the plane went down. You probably knew this. The plane went down. 176 people were killed. It rose normally to 8,000 feet, and then suddenly was gone. The Iranians say it had an engine failure and so on and so forth. Let me explain something to you. These were experienced pilots, according to all the information we have here. Experienced Iranian pilots on a three-year-old Boeing 737-800, not related to the Boeing MAX jets at all. And the flight information stopped immediately. And there's video on the internet that appears to show, and I say appears because you can't, appears to show the plane coming down out of the sky in flames immediately, which would explain why there was no distress signal sent. The pilots spoke to nobody, didn't say, hey, we have an engine failure, we need to return to the airport. None of that, which was what would normally happen. The 737-800, like most jumbo jets, can fly on one engine, and they can land with no engines. If they have complete engine failure, they can continue to glide in and land. But in this case, it disappeared, and that leads to the likelihood that it was actually shot down. The plane was actually likely shot down by accident by the Iranians because the liftoff, the flight came about 3 hours after the attack by the Iranians on those American bases in Iraq. And it also would explain why Ukrainian officials, at the time of the accident, first put up a note saying it was engine failure and then took that back down off their website almost immediately. And the Iranians, they couldn't actually know that it was engine failure that fast. They never spoke to the pilot. The pilot never sent a distress signal. And before the debris field was even cooling, they had already made an announcement. It was an engine failure that caused the plane to crash. It was a new plane, very experienced pilots, and it's very plausible, much more likely, that the Iranians shot it down by accident. Hey, we've done that. We did that in 1988, as you may or may not recall. America shot down Iran Air Flight 655. That was an Airbus A300. 290 people were killed on that. The USS Vincennes destroyer shot that down July 3rd, 1988 by accident during another time of escalated tensions between Iran and the United States. So what it appears to me is that this plane was shot down. Will the Iranians admit it? Probably not. And it will take, you know, months, if not years. And they're refusing to give any information to Boeing, refusing to have anybody help with the investigation. They're having nothing to do with it. But let's be honest, Boeing 737-800s don't just fall out of the sky on fire. Point of fact. All right, so here's a little something from Time magazine. So you've got this back and forth going on in Iran. You've got the American contractor killed. You've got some other people injured. You've got the president then ordering the attack that kills General Qassem Soleimani, and he is dead as a result. And then you've got apparently parents getting their kids worked into a frenzy. I mean, why would kids be terribly concerned about an exchange of rockets in the middle of the Middle East? It's gone on my entire life. It's gone on their entire life. But Time Magazine was kind enough to let us know, if your child is feeling worried and scared, what should I do? Well, psychologist Paul Coleman, author of Finding Peace When Your Heart Is in Pieces, spoke with Time's Belinda Luscombe, and he suggests these following safe steps for your children. Search for hidden questions or fears. Ask what else is on their mind about what happened, what their friends say about it, and what their biggest worry is right now. Act immediately. Keep routines going like homework, bedtime rituals, and so on. As if I'm going to say, hey, kid, yeah, we killed a terrorist. Yeah, skip the homework tonight. You know, let's go party. Let's stay up till midnight. Bedtimes, screw it. We killed an Iranian. Who writes this garbage? It's a good time to have them do kind things for others. It's always a good time to do kind things for others. I mean, this is why the media in this country has become a bit of a laughingstock. The DNC news channel, CNN, and others have become a laughingstock. We'll get to some of that in a bit. But even some of those folks were forced to admit that Trump's policies in the Middle East and dealing with Iran have been effective. We'll get to that a little bit later this hour. It is 25 after on a Thursday. Good to have you along for the conversation. I'd like you to find out more at stevegruber.com. It's the website supporting this program and yours truly, stevegruber.com. You can find brand new articles, videos, information. Plus, you can drop me a line if you have a comment, question, or concern about the program here today. stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all of those places, because that's what the cool kids do, and well, so do we. At 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.